Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Bienvenue à la nuit podcast nerd, mon nom est Lance. And it's Tuesday, and we're going to talk some TV and movies. All week, we're celebrating the Bastille Day. That was this last weekend. It's a big French day. That's why the opening is in French. And that way, I can be a little fancy. You know, it's always fun. So, with Bastille Day, you know, we'll get into it Wednesday, really, kind of what it's about and everything like that and what it means. But for most people, they know that it's about a prison. It's about escaping from prison and revolution and everything. So I thought, you know, hey, let's look at prisons this week. And, you know, yesterday we looked at some great prisons in video games and how the dungeon formula works really, really well in video games. Another place that, like, prison, dungeon stuff work well, not really dungeon, that's a different type of movie, but prisons work really well in movies. And I mean, there's TV shows too. There's Prison Break, which I'll tell a story about that here in a moment. But in movies, you have a lot of different types of prisons in movies, so I thought it'd be kind of fun to look at just some of my favorite prison movies. But, you know, not to leave the TV side out, you have like Hogan's Heroes, which is a classic and makes light of actually some pretty serious situations, but it does so, you know, in a fun manner, and it's okay. And then Prison Break. So I had an old roommate who loved Prison Break, and I came home one day and he had pulled his mattress out of his room into the living room in front of our TV. And was binge watching Prison Break. There was however many seasons there were, 4 or 5 of the original run, and he was just going through it all and loving it. He did it for a few days, just sat there and slept in the living room. And I had never really seen Prison Break, so I watched a few episodes with him too, but it was interesting and a lot of fun. But yeah, something about the prison movies, I guess, that and the TV shows, that sense of escape and freedom is what people love and enjoy. But one of the oldest prison movies is that people really look at is Cool Hand Luke. It's from 67. There were some before that, and we're going to get into those. But Cool Hand Luke was one that just kind of made prison cool, almost. I mean, you had Paul Newman, 67 Paul Newman, is about as cool of a person as you're going to find in the history of the world. He's just really, really great. The film was shot beautifully. It just stands out in cinema history. And one of the most famous lines, the, you know, failure to communicate, comes from this. And this really helped establish that bad guy does good, or good guy does bad. I don't really know where you'd put it. Maybe both. Where you have a guy who is, you know, he's charming and lovable, but he's still the bad guy. You know, he's still in prison. And it's just great. And, you know, won some Academy Awards and everything. It's a pillar. It really is. If you can find it, just buy it. Don't worry about streaming it or, you know, finding it, anything like that. Just buy it. If you have to buy it digitally, do that. Just get a hold of it. It is one of the few movies, in the grand scheme of things, that has a 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. And, you know, I don't normally put a lot of stock in Rotten Tomatoes, but if you're 100%, that definitely says something. The 0% and the 100% are the ones you have to look at. And yeah, so that should tell you how great and wonderful this movie really is. Another movie from back then was The Great Escape. Came out in 63. And this was huge, huge World War II epic. They were about a German POW camp. You had Steve McQueen, James Garner, Richard Attenborough, Charles Bronson, James Coburn, all phenomenal, phenomenal actors. And it's based on a book, but the book is pretty much a true story. And so when you have that, that definitely adds to the gravity of the situation. And it's delightful. There I go using delightful again. That's the word of the week. And, you know, seeing these people work together and the interesting way that they try and break out and try and get free is incredibly fascinating and really kind of set the stage for escape movies down the road, you know, whether it be Chicken Run, Reservoir Dogs, Top Secret, or Charlie's Angels. They all do stuff. The Simpsons, Hogan's Heroes wouldn't exist without The Great Escape. Seinfeld even made a joke about it. There's been a lot of stuff. They even made a couple of video games based on it. Video games weren't around back then. But there is an Xbox game called The Great Escape based on the film. So its staying power, you know, I think alone speaks to how wonderful it is. But in more recent times, you have movies like The Rock with Sean Connery, Nick Cage, and Ed Harris, where it came out in 96. And it's a fun, over the top. It's Michael Bay, before Michael Bay was super big explosion Michael Bay. This is his only good movie set outside of Miami, I feel like. And it's a sequel to James Bond, even though you don't know it, but it is. It's a weird prison break slash heist slash con man movie. And they take, you know, I don't want to say beloved, because Alcatraz is not a beloved place, but it is a big tourist place, and kind of flip it on its head, you know, people having to break into it and get all this stuff out. Michael Bain and William Forsythe are in it. We've met Michael Bain. He's awesome. And like I said, you have Sean Connery not being James Bond, but being James Bond. So just some, you know, if you want a Michael Bay look at it, definitely check it out. I think one of the best examples of prison and breakouts and things like that, and just one of the best movies ever, is the 1994 classic The Shawshank Redemption. Tim Robbins, Morgan Freeman, Clancy Brown, you know, this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful movie. We've met Mark Rolston from that show. But this movie is one of those, I mean, Last Man on Earth has a whole recurring theme about Shawshank Redemption. It's one of the most loved and referenced and everything movies of all time. And one of my favorites. I mean, when I was getting my sleeve, I have a sleeve of tattoos that are all movie quotes, and I really wanted to put a Shawshank Redemption quote on there, but I couldn't narrow it down to just one. You know, this movie already is in the Library of Congress for the National Film Registry. It, anytime it's on TNT, I turn it on and watch it. It's, I went out and bought the book. It's actually a short story called Rita Hayworth and the Shawshank Redemption by Stephen King, who also wrote The Green Mile, which is another great prison film. But Shawshank Redemption is just at the top and so wonderful. We talked Tom Hanks last week, and I watched Forrest Gump. I think I'm going to go watch Shawshank, you know, this week after doing that. But my favorite prison movie, you know, we've talked all these other ones, ups and downs and everything, but my favorite one is a lot more lighthearted. a lot more. And it's the 1999 movie Life with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence, directed by Ted Dim, produced by Brian Grazer and Eddie Murphy. This is about two guys, Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence, who are wrongfully accused of murder back in the day. I'm trying to remember when it was, like 1930s. And they go to this southern prison. They're from New York, and they're running booze down to the south, get framed for this, and go to this prison. It's called Camp 8. It's in Mississippi. And the beauty of this movie is it never gets old. My friends and I quote it all the time. And you could argue it's the last good Eddie Murphy movie. It's the last rated R Eddie Murphy movie, so that should tell you something. But to round out the cast, I mean, Ned Beatty's in it, Nick Cassavetes, Bernie Mac, Miguel Nunez Jr., Anthony Anderson, H.S. Ardley Ermey, so many great people, Heavy D. And then you get a soundtrack from R. Kelly and Wyclef Jean. This movie is, in my opinion, almost perfect. It's just good to throw on and watch. There's always been talks of a sequel. There really needs to be, because it didn't make money at the box office, but it's become a cult classic since then, and just has so many wonderful things and wonderful performances, and you get to know these characters and love these characters and see them grow old and see what they do. And it just, it's life. It's, I miss it in theaters. My friends saw it in theaters, and I wasn't old enough. See, what was I, been 99? I was all of, like 16, 15. And I didn't get to see it, but they bought it and we watched it and haven't stopped watching it since. It is one of my all-time favorite movies, one of my all-time favorite comedies. Yes, go watch it. It's maybe not the best example of prison life, but it does get pretty heavy and deal with some interesting topics and things that, you know, it kind of makes light of, but you're still feeling the seriousness of it all. But let us know, what are some of your favorite prison movies? You can let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. We're out there. Love to hear from you. You can even email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Make sure you hit that little subscribe button on whatever you're listening to. That way you get DC Animated Adventures and blah, blah, comics, blah, blah, curse words. All sorts of great stuff, you know, coming down the pipe on the show. We have some cool new guests coming that we're really excited to announce real soon, I promise. But yeah, it's great. But that's going to be it for us today. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time.
And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.